This is Floor Radio, and I'm Dave Foster. This morning we're talking about a new installation system. It's called Freelay Carpet Installation System. To talk about this, Rafer McDonald's with us. He is the VP of the Freelay Unit for Textile Rubber. And Lou Migliore is with us. He's the industry's troubleshooter. He has LGM and Associates Technical Flooring Services. We've talked a bit about the installation process. Talk about taking carpet up when it served its useful life. Now, when the time comes to take up the carpet, do you have a problem there?
That actually, Dave, is one of the benefits that we really didn't take into consideration when this thing was developed. One of the things that I've been doing with Rayford is not only have we been working on marketing, we've been working on trying to make it fail, and we've also been working on getting it out there and going and visiting people who we feel, well, the entire industry, who this could benefit. Now, to answer that question, that take-up was a question that came up. Well, actually, it was actually a response that came up when we showed Freelay at the HD show that was most recently held in Las Vegas, and we had property owners, but a lot of installers, and we had samples of the product. We actually had it installed in the space that we were in over concrete on the floor. There is very slick, so it was actually bonded to the floor by itself. And one of the installers said, "My God, this stuff would be amazingly easy to take up," which it is. All you have to do is peel it off the floor. It doesn't come up in chunks. It has recyclability and green in it, because there's green there's recycled content in the polyurethane. You can actually, if the carpet still has life, you can take it up and put it someplace else. All you'd have to do is put the polymer down. And for application in a hospitality environment, which is where we were initially looking with this, hospitality and corporate, when you have this technology and you're putting carpet into a room, it actually decreases the time the room is kept out of service, so they can put it back into service faster, and they're actually gaining a day that they're not losing revenues from the room being out of service. That was those figures we actually got from Joe Nichols with Baumgartner's in Pennsylvania or New Jersey, actually, and they do most of the carpet installations and flooring installations in Atlantic City, and he came up with these numbers on this thing, which we looked at and said, wow, this is really extraordinary, because there's more benefit to this stuff than we realized. But going back to the take-up, unbelievably easy, particularly when you're talking about glued-down product and double-stick particularly, which is extremely labor-intensive.
Difficult to get up, yeah.
Makes a mess, and then you've got scrap that's torn up and in pieces, and you've got no but to throw it into a landfill. Here, the nice thing about it is, too, that when you put down a new piece of, and that has Freelay on it, suppose it's Shaw or Mohawk or Bentley Prince Street or Mannington or whoever it may be, resupplies product to this client or end user again, and it's got Freelay on the back, you don't have to put the polymer down again. You put it down once and that's it. You never have to put it down again.
Go through the installation process. You go in, you've got a room that's got a bare cement floor. Talk about the process. How does it differ from the current process now?
Well, actually, all you have to do is make sure the floor is clean, and it's got to be really clean. So you would have
dust free.
So you want to make sure that you scrape everything up, you do your floor prep like you normally would for leveling or patching or whatever the case may be. You sweep it, and you can vacuum it, and then wet mop it, and you're good to go. You put the polymer down and put the carpet in.
And you don't have to stretch it, just lay it in, basically.
You just lay it in. You don't have to stretch it. The only time you actually are working the material where you're applying some stretch, and let me not sound so flippant with that last response, is when you've got a pattern piece of goods, and you have to work the pattern piece of goods the same way you would work any other pattern.
So you may stretch it in that situation.
Stretch it in. But what we found here when we did this church, because we had a pattern that was length, width, and both diagonals. So every angle you looked at on this carpet, the pattern had to line up. Fortunately, when C&W made it, it was as straight as an arrow, and it was as straight a pattern as you're ever going to get on a textile product. Well, when you put it together, certainly you're going to have to match your panels, and you're going to have some elongation in the pattern. You just work it. They used they lined them up. They dry laid them. There is a polyethylene sheeting that goes on the back that you peel off, and you can take it from the sides. And you, when you want to work the pattern, all you have to do is spray a light mist out of a spray bottle of water, and the carpet will slide on that. So you can match it up, and once that dries, it's got tack and it stays. We didn't stain nail one spot on this entire job, including a head seam, which actually they used a crab and a kicker to align. And these guys on this job had never seen this before.
Never heard of it.
Never worked with it. It was as green a situation as you could possibly get. And by the end of the day, they said, "We love this stuff. We absolutely love this stuff."
I see. So, could one safely say it saves time in installation?
Absolutely. Yep.
How much time? Just throw out a percentage.
Well, once you get a rhythm going with a crew that actually knows what. That's actually familiarized themselves with it. You don't have to stop to put adhesive down. You're going to be able to work this product faster. Actually, Beckler's, the carpet at Beckler's is a free lay. The vet clinic down here on Hamilton Street has got free lay in it. Shaw's employee exercise area, I believe it is. That has free lay. The bottle shop up on Cleveland Highway next to the Kroger's has free lay. So putting this in, once you get a rhythm with it, once you know the product, and actually I'm getting ready to put it in the hole upstairs of my house, it's very easy. I mean, you really don't, I don't want to say that you don't need experienced installers, because you do, but I will tell you this. This will eliminate the installation problems relative to buckles and wrinkles and carpet coming loose off the floor and that aspect. Uh-huh. You're still going to need an installer that knows what he's doing, especially working with pattern goods. But when you got a solid colored carpet, and I should be slapped for saying this, you can almost do it yourself.
Well, I'll slap you for that.
And it's not what this market, it's not what it's for, but... it could be done.
It makes the installation easier.
Absolutely.
I see. Now, it sounds like you've got quite a number of installations around. You've tried this, as you mentioned. You mentioned all the places around Dalton that have this stuff on the floor. When you've talked to these mills, where do they see this going? What are they most interested? What markets are they most interested in using Freelay for?
Well, interestingly enough, the first thing it goes to is carpet tiles. And because carpet tiles, you can take them out of the box, they can have freelay on them, you can put the polymer down and you can put them down. Another thing there is you could actually, with a carpet tile, because freelay makes the carpet dimensionally stable, that's why it won't wrinkle, because it becomes one with the substrate that it's on. And the only way it's moving is if the building moves that it's in. Carpet tiles are the first place that they say, hey, geez, this would be great for carpet tiles. One of the places, and you could actually eliminate the fiberglass in a carpet tile because it's not necessary with this, because the fiberglass is what keeps the carpet tile dimensionally stable, but you don't have to have it with freelay because it becomes dimensionally stable once you put it on the floor. So that lowers the cost right there considerably in the manufacturing process.
Lou, 35 ounces of raw materials is... conventional tile day demands 35 to 40 ounces of polymer. Fiberglass is non-absorbent, and you got to encapsulate that into your product. So you're picking up at least 35 ounces of polymer, saving the polymer plus the fiberglass.
I've got you.
Now, one of the, to finish answering your question, Dave, if I may, One of the areas that they see where they have a question is with pattern goods. Well, interestingly enough, every installation that we've made has been pattern goods, and we haven't had any problems with it whatsoever. As I mentioned earlier, one of my charges was to find where this may fail, to see if there was anything lurking in the shadows that may come up to cause a failure. And in 5 years, we have not been able to find. We've gone looking for places where there's high moisture content. Got a medical facility in Atlanta where there's high moisture content in the substrate. The product that was down there before failed. Not only did we go down and do a 300-yard plus demo installation, because this place, we went to, actually went to Bonnets because they're the biggest in the country as far as commercial carpet installation is concerned, and they cover the whole southeast. We asked them, find us the worst case scenario that you have. We went. They had never worked with the product before themselves. Also, they put the installation in, and lo and behold, probably, you know, several months after that, the facility themselves ordered another 1,500 or 1,300 yards of material.
They got over 3,000 yards.
Yeah,
so they're pretty happy with it.
That they installed there with Freelay.
This is going to wind up part two of a three-part conversation about a new installation system called Freelay Carpet Installation System. Ray from McDonald's with us to talk about this. He's the VP of the Freelay unit at Textile Rubber, and Lou Migliore is with us from LGM & Associates Technical Flooring Services. We're going to be right back after these messages. Stay with us.